Blog Talk Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community Wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين وصلاة الله وسلامه ورحمته وبركاته على صفوة الخلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ورحمة الله ومغفرته على تابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان يوم الدين والسلام على إمام ورث الدين والسلام علينا وعلى عباده الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وتنظروا نفس ما كتبت لغدا واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. We seek refuge in Allah from Shaitan the accursed, and we begin with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. We praise him, we seek his aid, and we humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to establish his prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon his noble messenger, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we humbly ask Allah to extend that by establishing the same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his family members who followed him in purification. And we humbly ask Allah to establish the very same prayers, peace, mercy, and blessings upon all of his illustrious companions together. We ask the forgiveness of Allah and mercy upon the followers and their followers in excellence to the day of judgment. And we humbly ask Allah to establish his peace as well as his mercy upon Imam Jafar Wasuddin Muhammad. We ask Allah to establish peace amongst ourselves and the righteous servants of Allah, no matter where we may be, no matter where we may be from, and to all of that we say ameen. And we say alhamdulillah ala ni'matil Islam, and we say that to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of the favor of Islam that he has established upon us. Allah calls our attention in the Quran, and he says, O you believe, be mindful of Allah and fear him with a rational fear, and let every person consider what they send out for tomorrow. And be mindful of Allah, fearing him rationally, for surely he is aware of everything that you do. And we want to also declare that I openly bear witness that there is none worthy of worship or praise except Allah, who is unique without any associate whatsoever, and I have a witness that Muhammad is a servant, a messenger. We want to welcome you to tonight's edition of Ma'iyya al-Kuli Hal, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360. And your host is myself, Imam Abdul Aziz, and we welcome you with the greetings of peace, the greetings of the angels, the greetings of paradise, of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as always, we want to begin by asking you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of the twin servant, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, and his family, as well as upon Imam Khalifa Ramadan and his family. Many ask me, or wonder why every time we begin our show, we ask the believers to be generous in their supplication on behalf of Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, followed by Imam Khalifa Ramadan. Well, in the beginning of American Muslim 360, we had both of them working hard. We see the founder, Imam Thomas Abdul Salam, and then I had a personal relationship with the shows from Imam Khalifa Ramadan, who actually brought me and introduced me to Imam Thomas Abdul Salam. And from there, this particular show was formulated as a result of Imam Thomas Abdul Salam not being able to do the show, so they asked me to step in, and Ma'iyya ala al-Kuli Hal was born. And I had personally been moved by the fact that Imam Thomas Abdul Salam had worked all the way until his last days. And so we thank Allah for him, but we also continue to make dua on behalf of our dear brothers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is customary for the believers to always remember those who sacrificed and who came before, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a prized reward, a special reward for the efforts that they made on his behalf here on the earth. And so as we begin our shows, we thought it would be necessary for us to just remind the believers in the listening audience as to where and with regards to those who sacrificed also for this movement, who sacrificed for the mission, and who tried their best to utilize the things that they had access to as a means to bring others near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, in continuation with our request for your generosity and your prayers on behalf of those who return to Allah, we ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Abdul Baqi, Abdul Hamid, and his family, Imam Ibrahim Pasha and his family, Imam Qasim Ahmed and his family. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Imam Muhammad Sadiq, Imam Aidan Muhammad, Imam Vernon Fareed, and their families. We also ask you, brothers and sisters, to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aliyah Alameen, Al-Hajjah Faisal Tyson, Al-Hajjah Rubina LeBron, Al-Hajjah Delilah Shaheed, Sister Doreen Muhammad, Sister our dear sister from the mosque, Robin Muhammad. We ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of them and their families. We also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Muhammad Tariq and Imam Agent Muhammad Abdul-Mati Karim Hassan. And we also ask you to be generous in your supplication on behalf of Sister Aisha, the wife of our dear brother Imam Dukhuri Abdul Hamid, and their families. And there are many others, dear brothers and sisters, that we did not mention this evening, but we want you to think about them and make dua on their behalf and get accustomed to making du'as on behalf of the righteous, on behalf of the workers, on behalf of those people who sacrificed on the mission. It makes me think about the work of Imam Dr. Walter D. Muhammad and his sacrifices. And he, from him came many other men, and some of those men we mentioned. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also, on behalf of Imam Ali Rashid and his family. And so with that being said, dear brothers and sisters, we ask Allah at this time to bless us and those family members that we have or those friends that we have who are facing some trial or tribulation in some part of the country, some part of the world. We ask Allah on their behalf that he blesses us and them to stand up to whatever he puts in front of us, and to that we say ameen. So tonight, dear brothers and sisters, we had a wonderful weekend at Al-Basi Du Adam, the Community Life Center for Human Excellence. We did have an event that went very well with regards to one of our guests that came on, Sister Sakina Anissa Rashid. And she was pretty much highlighting, sharing parts of her book, the Maryam the Prophetess and the Women of Impact in the Quran. And it was a very, very in-depth, good, healthy discussion. And whether you agree or disagree, the bottom line is that it was a success because it started the conversation. And the conversation that needed to be began was a conversation concerning the status of women in Islam, the status of women in the history of religion, the status of women in our unique tradition. And although we did not touch on everybody or everything, we did get a chance to preview the ideas that are presented as a means to have us begin to beg the question as to why we're not in the forefront like we should be, as to why we're not progressing as we should be, and what's limiting us, what's stopping us from doing what we need to do, or doing the things that Allah intends for us, and getting the benefits that Allah intends for us, intends for us. And so sometimes we think that it's somebody else, but the reality is a matter of perception. And if you think you are a win, if you think you're a winner, then you're going to win. If you think you're a loser, you're going to lose. Because you have the two types of people in the world today, dear brothers and sisters, the people that think they can't and the people that think they can. And guess what? Both of them are right, you see, because it's a matter of perception. All that you are is a result of what you thought. And this is the idea that's presented in that book entitled As a Man Thinketh, So Is He. And so we look at this idea being presented in the greatest book of motivation in the history of the world. And this greatest book of motivation is also the greatest book of psychology, the greatest book of history, the greatest motivational book. And that book is the Quran. The only perfect book in the world. For those who use it in the past in history, you see in their histories they have found great success. Those who ignored the message of the Quran, you saw that their success was limited. They were not able to achieve the things that Allah intended for them or that Allah left open for them. And with that being said, dear brothers and sisters, the sunnah doesn't change. Allah's sunnah doesn't change. And his sunnah is that if you obey him, if you help his cause, he will help you and establish your feet firmly. And so when we talk about the event that took place over the weekend, we talk about the opportunity for advancement. some people get hung up on the term prophetess, and they get hung up on these terminologies. They don't see the real picture. The real picture that was painted was a picture that gave us historical evidences based on the Quran and history that shows that we are not coming from a tradition that has limited or left out women. And this is not about against the men. This is about a narrative that has somewhat put us in a situation to where we become stagnant. The first teachers are women. All of us, we were taught something when we were growing up, when we were children. And that was the first teacher was our mothers. And so the first example of womanhood for us was women, was our mothers. And then maybe our sisters and you know, our aunts and so on and so forth. But they stand in a prized role. They stand in a very special, unique position. And so when we look at this idea, we find out in history, in terms of scripture, in terms of the prophetic missions, there was some woman somewhere played a major part in the role. And so they highlighted Aisha, they highlighted Hawa, and they talked about the reality of men being responsible for themselves as well as women being responsible for themselves with regards to Hawa. Aisha, the subject of slander, and there were other fine points that were brought out as a result of the law on that in the Quran. But there were other things that people didn't know about Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that was very formidable. And these things were situations like when we got the command on Tayammum, this command came as a result of an incident regarding Aisha. When we look at the Kaula and Zainab and Asma, these names are related to issues concerning how to deal with non-Muslim family members, how to deal with traditional the divorces in the history of Islam that were un-Islamic, how to deal primarily with defending the religion, how Kaula was one of the women who was not only a sincere person, but she was also willing to sacrifice. So she also participated in the battlefield. When we look at the story of Hajar, and we see most of the concepts of the Hajj is based on her movements, we look at the concepts that are related to some of the other women, Hannah, Elizabeth, and these women in the history were women that played a major part. And then, of course, Maryam. And many fight the idea and can't get past the term that's being used. But you look at her life and you say that she's the only one that's mentioned in the Quran in the surah called the Prophets. But she's not only mentioned there, she's also named after, or her name, or her surah is named after her in the Quran. No other woman has that. No other woman is mentioned in the Surah 21 that deals primarily with the prophets. That this woman was not only one that was visited by Angel Jibril, like all the other prophets were, she was one who was given a divine mission, and she followed it. Her father was a prophet, you see. And so we look at these things and we say, well, okay, well, she played a major role. And then the prophet himself, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said that she stands as one of the greatest women in the history of the world. Why is that necessary for us to look at? Well, the prestige and the honor that's given to women is what should be the focus. And that this is not to be feminist. This is not to separate them from men. But this is to say that all of these women that were mentioned in the Quran, in the scriptures, in history, were women who played a part in helping their men. And this brings us back to another discussion, because from them came families. From them came communities. And so it brings us back to the teachings of Imam Muhammad on the subject of community life. Get away from this thing that Shaitan puts out, that this father that's easy to reach. It's easy to want to argue a point. It's easy to keep your views that may not necessarily be in accordance with the book of guidance. It's hard for you to change your mind about something that you thought that you might have been wrong about it. And so we look at this idea being presented, and we find from that comes a deep empowerment. It's not only related to our sisters, but related to our brothers. Our brothers should look at these examples and say, well, I want a knowledgeable sister. I want a sister to be studying. I want a sister that knows the deen. And if she doesn't know it as yet, then when she gets with me, she's going to learn it, and she's going to become studious, and she's going to become knowledgeable, and she's going to be able to help. That you should be looking for someone who is sincere, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that someone who has a level of God consciousness to the point where it allows you to be enriched. And as for the sisters themselves, it goes without saying that these roles that Keith and how Bilqis was one of the leaders, and that she was in a role of leadership, but she did not, how would you say, subjugate men. Because she was leading. In fact, she became more inclined to partnership with Sulaiman alayhi salam. And we look at this idea being presented, and we find history itself being one of the greatest teachers for us. And so, with that being said, dear brothers and sisters, we had a wonderful time. We look forward to doing something else. We're going to invite her back on. And, of course, you know, we look at the concepts and we say, okay, well, this is that person's opinion. This is their view. Because my view or my opinion doesn't agree with you, does not necessarily mean that you're my enemy. This doesn't mean that this is not Islam. This doesn't mean that we can't cooperate with one another. Shaitan has tricked us to the point where if you don't agree with me, then there's no interaction. There's no socialization. There's no support. There's no help because I don't agree with you. This is something that we need to understand, brothers and sisters. This is something that we need to understand so that we can become greater in as a cause. To remedy the problems in society, the social ills are still there. While me and you are arguing, there's still our young people dying in the streets. There's still our young people turning away from Islam. There's still our young people getting incarcerated. There's still our young people listening to music that does not help their spirit grow. There's still homeless people out there. There's still people that need food. There's still places that need to hear about Islam. It's still drama that needs to be done while we're making our disagreements so big that we forget about our role. Dear brothers and sisters, don't let Shaitan trick you, because that's his trick, to put us at odds because of an opinion. May Allah help us so that we say amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
We're back, and you are listening to Ma'iyah al-Kuli Hal. I'm your host, Imam Abdul Aziz. We're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic station, AM360.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back, and we had to stop for a second because we want to try to bring in our keynote speaker from the other night and share with you some of the things that took place at the event that we were talking about. And we're challenged as a community. Number one, that we can give one another, we don't give. The help that we can give one another, we don't give. The well wishes that we should give one another, we don't give. We don't give enough. And we don't credit one another enough for even trying or being steadfast enough to, bold enough to offer something that may not necessarily be in agreement with everyone else as a means to start a conversation. And so when we look at us as a people, we're looking at a people that have been through so much. And we've been through so much, and then it got to the point where the people that were doing it to us stopped, and we started doing it to ourselves. Can you believe that? That the people that were doing it to us, they stopped what they were doing and gave us some time to do it to ourselves, to not like each other, not care about each other, not be someone who would be inclined to support one another. As you know, dear brothers and sisters, we have, as a community of people, actually been through more than any people have ever been through. And we've had challenges after challenge after challenge. And all of these challenges that we had to face, in his way, has allowed us to meet them. And he's allowed us to meet them despite the circumstances. And so as a result of that, the question comes in, why would he take us through that so that we can fail? And so a lot of this is up to us, dear brothers and sisters. And so, Sister Sakina, if you're on the line, please press 1 so that we can bring you in. As a matter of fact, I see you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I'm glad you can be called in, you know, at this short notice. But we have a few minutes, so we were talking to the audience, the listening audience, about our experience over the weekend. Program, which was a very wonderful program, if you ask me, and it was one that I believe that should start a conversation, whether people agree or disagree. So much to the point where we should be even more inclined to looking at the empowering message of the Quran, not only to our sisters, but also to our brothers, to the point where we begin to look at who we should choose or who we should help develop and build in our community as a means to get to where we need to go. And so with that being said, I want you to just share with us a little bit, if you don't mind, about what you thought about concerning the program.
Alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulillah. I just wanted to say that first. I just wanted to say that the program for me was to share the Quran. And so through a different style of sharing the Quran is what I used to share it in a different way. There are lots of ways in which the Quran is shared, but I use a different way. And I think doing that, Allah knows best, that it can inspire us as Muslims to start looking further into the Quran and to ponder it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us to do. And I think, I pray to Allah that the style that I used would inspire people and sisters and even our brothers to look at the Quran differently, to look at the Quran, you know, in the light and the beacon that it is, and to use it, you know, to further advance humanity. And that's the purpose of the Quran, is to further advance humanity and to guide us towards Jannah, all of humanity. And I think the program was a start. Allah knows best, but I pray that it will ignite others to begin to really grasp the Quran and studying it, so that way we can kind of bring further to light all that the Prophet was trying to do from the beginning. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, we appreciate that. Overall, I think that they, you know, because you can tell from the audience that it was opening some eyes. You know, it was opening some eyes, and even those who may not have necessarily agreed, they all agreed that this was something that was, if nothing else, thought-provoking, if nothing else, inspiring. When you talk about provoking thought and being inspired, then I think that we have really achieved the goal of the overall session that we had. And
I can agree to that. Yep.
And inshallah ta'ala, we look forward to possibly having something else as a follow-up. But I do know we are in need of these type of discussions that are intended to cause you to act, you see, and not negatively but positively, you see.
Yes.
You know, many truths are being withheld from our people, and not because someone's withholding it, it's because we choose not to seek it.
Yes, that's right.
It's a choice. You know, one of the biggest issues for us is that we hear the opinion that we should, you know, have the Quran as a foundation. Now, to me, when someone says that, it doesn't mean that they are against hadith, that they don't like hadith or reject hadith. What they're saying, basically, and this is my opinion, what they're saying is that their first choice is the Quran, command for prohibition, for inspiration, okay? And many of us in our community also have been in situations where people shy away from the Quran and they give you the hadith and then sometimes you don't even know if the hadith is sound, but for whatever that's worth, we see a lot of hadith going around, and sometimes it's there as it means to limit us, okay? And what I mean by that, I get calls all the time, and if somebody would tell me that, you know, the hadith about if your husband goes to sleep angry with you, you're going to hell. Like, where'd that come from? What hadith is that? You know, I don't want to I don't want to violate that, so I'm going to, you know, just go ahead and tolerate this or tolerate that. And the religion of Islam doesn't teach us that, that for the sake of one thing, we get violated in something else. The religion is saying that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a God of
justice. That's right.
Why would he render justice as one of the primary features of his creation, of his existence, the just, al-adl, and then turn around and allow an injustice such as that? And so when we really look at it, we're looking at these type of statements that need to account for themselves. And how do they account for themselves? by measuring it against the Quran. Allah says, "Wa aqsitu inna Allaha yuhibbul muqsitin," and be just and equitable, for surely Allah loves those who practice justice and equality.
That's
Allah
right. Yes.
So Allah loves. So here it is. You want to wipe out what Allah is saying, who's telling us the truth. He knows we don't know. So I need to forget that in order for me to have what I'm promoting. I have to forget that. You see, when we see ourselves from the outside looking in, you're looking at dysfunction. Function can be seen when we don't agree with each other. So now that I don't agree with you, now you think that it's okay for you to disrespect me now. You think it's okay for you to claim that I'm not a Muslim now. You see, where is that coming from? Where is the religion in that? You see, and so, and then you go and you try to get a group now surrounded around your opinion. And now all your friends, because you don't agree with me, now they don't agree. You try to influence them not to agree. But your religion in Islam says, if you differ, refer back to Allah and His messenger. And so we have to shave that off in order for us to justify becoming disorderly in terms of Muslim relations. We have to become more of a, how would you say, a bandit, if you will, because you're robbing someone of the goodness that Islam has made easy for us, that has made an obligation for us. And what does it mean by, what I mean by that? Well, Islam is saying that the Muslim is he on whom all other Muslims is safe from their hand and their tongue. That's what the religion is about. And so in practice, we find ourselves in a situation that means if you don't agree, that's okay, but you cannot, you're not allowed to become disagreeable. And we're not allowed to go and create scandal behind one another because you don't agree. And so Allah has given us that, and that's fair enough. That's fair enough. So that means that you can have whatever opinion you have. That doesn't mean that I have to accept it, but that doesn't mean that if I reject it, that I reject you. I'm just saying I don't agree with your opinion. And this is the point that we lose, or the benefit we lose as a result of us responding with our emotions. One of the worst things that can happen to a person is that they find out something that they believed along for a long time is not correct.
That's a serious thing, you know, for some
that's
people.
Human nature, though. That's human nature. And one of
nature.
The biggest, but one of the things is that you learn from that is that Allah is God, and He knows
that's right.
We don't. And
that's
so
right. And that's why we say, inshallah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sis. You know, you finish your thought.
I was going to say, you know, that's why we always say inshallah, because we don't know what the final, what Allah has in store, what His plans are. And so you were mentioning about, you know, when people have the concern about, you know, you saying, like, you know, we stand, like, for instance, I would say I stand upon the Quran. You know, that doesn't mean that I don't respect, you know, hadith. I respect it, you know. But there's a fine line between that and the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He sent down the Quran and He will guard it. He guards no other book except the Quran. And we all know that anything that's not guarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan will have his hands in it, hands down. There's no doubt about that. We've seen it with the previous scriptures. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that He didn't guard it, look what happened to it. Look what happened, how the disbelievers, you know, changed things up. And so when Allah shows us that, so when he talks about guarding the Quran, we should have no doubt of defending that one book as our guidance, because that's what Allah says is our guidance. And anything other than that, we should take the stand. We should do what the Prophet did. He took a stand with the Quran. He had to contend with all of those different people who didn't agree with him. But he stood upon the Quran, and we should do the same thing. We should never be afraid to stand upon the Quran and say, this is what the Prophet did, and this is what I'm doing. Anything outside of the Quran has great potential for shaitan to infiltrate it. That's
excellent.
Where we should be with that. We
excellent
should never feel
that. That's a wonderful way to view that. And we thank Allah for that information that you just shared with us. We have a call. I'm going to bring in Brother Bilal, okay? And then we have another call after that.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. We thank Allah for being the Lord of all the system of knowledge. So praise be to Allah that we keep our intent good, and we keep our spirit good, and we pray Allah for his guidance and his protection. Just something I'd like to share. If the truth is challenged, the challenge will be duly answered and truth vindicated. In order to best serve Allah, he must be educated. America was once a highly respected place. Social injustice has weakened the people's faith. There is so much calamity they aren't able to escape. Allah has always sent help to assist those in need. If we have the desire to help, then focus on how to establish peace. We are realizing interfaith and race reconciliation must be a part of mutual consultation. We must warn the people about the consequence of bad behavior. Believers and others are embracing God's favor. Our intelligence is essential, indeed valuable. We must continue to encourage those, excuse me, in and outside our association to continue to be responsible. Prophet Muhammad was a good man in his heart, that he wanted people to have what he had, and it was worrying him that people wouldn't believe was clear to him. And Allah told him, you cannot give faith to people no matter how passionately you desire in your heart. One translation say, orderly. Here is Prophet Muhammad, the highest of human creation, the best of human creation, informed by Allah, himself directly by Allah, and Allah tells him, you cannot give people faith no matter how much you desire to do it in your hearts. Praise be to Allah for Prophet Muhammad and all the descendants and all the good people and all the followers in the spirit of being one that obey God and want to do the right thing. So praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you so much,
brother. Thank Allah.
704, state your name, where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum, Aziz. This is Kalita from Charlotte. I was just tuning in, and I'm glad we were able to get you signed in today. I have just a comment. I thank Brother Bilal for his poem. In addition to that, we know that the best example of being a Muslim is one who submits their will to the will of Allah. And the other thing is we have criteria to know what a good husband is, what a good person is. We know that Lady Aisha, when she was asked about her husband, she said he was the Quran walking. And to me, that is one of the best examples that we can have. So we need to, as we are going through life and as we are mentoring and teaching other people, we know that it is reflected to us. And we know that no one knows us like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, no one knows us like a spouse knows us. So Allah gave us spouses to be a covering for one another. And when they say things in reference to character, they're not just saying them out of spite. A spouse is one who, again, knows us better than anyone else. So with that said, when you were referencing certain things about when people say things out of their mouth that may or may not be true, we have to look at the context of what people say, and we also have to look at ourselves, all of us, because we have to reflect on, you know, what would make someone that close to me say something like that, whether it's true or not. So we need to make always sure that we're standing up for justice, even if it's against ourselves and our families, and know that as we all hear even the listeners on here, as they listen intently, and Allah inspires us to be Khalifa in our different avenues in life, that we truly reflect on ourselves, because we know that we are all going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by ourselves. And Allah sees us when no one else does. So with that said, if we all take away, myself included, going back to that original nature and looking at ways that we can not only tell other people how life should be lived, but also implement that, beginning with self and our families and our communities, and then just watch the whole world begin to change, inshallah. I just wanted to share that reflection, because I heard you make a comment on something that we had discussed, and may Allah continue to bless you. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You are listening to my Iyana Kuli Harris. I'm your host, Imam Abdulaziz, and we're broadcasting live from America's number one Islamic broadcast station, AM 360.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Ni'mat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year, or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We're back. And so, Sister Sakina, we want to thank you for calling in this evening. But I know the listeners would have enjoyed being present. And so the next time you come down to do a presentation, we're going to see if we can also have it broadcast on the radio broadcast as well. We want Facebook Live.
Nice.
Yeah, we want Facebook Live, and we really got some good responses. But we also got people that couldn't handle, you know, that kind of information, so they were responding with their emotions, and which is great, because the conversation had to start, and it would have probably never started had we waited for someone else to do it. Allah wanted you to do it. And so we thank Allah for that, and we thank you for having the courage to come forward and follow up with the idea or following your passion. And so we thank Allah for you and for the fact that we were able to do what we set out to do. Now, I'm sure what I'd like to know with volume 2, and when is that going to become the focus?
Your voice went out. Couldn't hear you clearly.
Volume 2, Women of Impact, what's that look like?
Okay, volume 2 of Miriam and the Prophetess. Miriam the Prophetess and the Women of Impact in the Quran, that consists of an additional 13 other figures mentioned in the Quran. And so those women, it also includes not just the women who whose role were positive. There were also 2 of the wives, 3 women actually in the Quran, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says who will be going to the hellfire. They are also mentioned in volume 2. So all of the women figures, as a matter of fact, those particular women happen to be examples to prevent us from doing that which does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are mentioned in that book in volume 2. And so there are about 13 other women figures in volume 2, inshallah. So that book, it's going to be a while before it comes out because volume 1 is still really still new and still, you know, is in high demand right now. So I don't want to stop until I see that the sales are slowing down. And there'll probably be a second edition to that, not changing the content or anything, just a few grammatical things, you know, which that happens sometimes. But other than that, the content in the book is much in demand right now, and it's selling, and so that momentum is still going. I don't want to interrupt that right now. Alhamdulillah. It's a whole lot in that just to digest concerning Maryam alayhi salam and Hajar and the Queen of Saba and Hawa, all of those women. There's so much to digest out of that. I don't want to throw the other women in there quite yet.
We'll be waiting for you, so inshallah. You know, you have an open invitation to come and present, and we know how that works in terms of, promotion, for the promotion, and especially a book that people would read and actually delve into, if you will. You know, because that's what the intended goal is. The intended goal is not just to write a book, but to give people something that will enhance their own level of growth and development, enhance their understanding, enhance their freedom to think. You see, and the greatest thing that Allah has given us is our intellect.
That's right, and that's the same thing that Shaitan does not want us to use.
And so Imam Muhammad, he said, man means mind. And so, and not man, the male, but man, people. You see?
Yes.
And see, and so it says, an internal ma'ana al-aql, that man, you know, means mind. The meaning, that is the meaning. And what we talk about is the development of the mind, development of intelligence will determine what type of man or woman you are.
Mm.
As a man thinketh, in the book entitled As a Man Thinketh, it says all that you are is a result of what you have thought. Not what somebody put, not what somebody accused you of, but what you thought. What did you think about yourself? You see, we do all of this extra dialoguing, and it's always centered around something outside of us. But what about that thought that ignites you? What about what motivates you? What's in your mind? You see? And so that becomes the focus when we're reading things like that, and we begin to digest it and we begin to take it in, and then we call ourselves to attention, as opposed to just always trying to call someone else. And see, that's the problem in this society. This society is one that's predicated on always calling somebody out, right? Blackballing somebody. But we never think about the blackball that we should be doing for the things that influence us. Blackball that influence on you, man. Blackball that control over you, as opposed to just trying to block and blackball someone else. So as long as we're operating, you have a level of support that's unending by Allah's grace, because we want to see our sisters develop. We want to see them grow. We want to see them achieve the very things that Allah wants them to achieve. Subjugation is not actually a quality of women. That's not what Allah intends, subjugation. Allah intends growth and development. How can I really raise a child and teach them independence and teach them how to think and teach them how to be proactive if they're looking at me always subjugated to something. So it all works hand in hand. So we end up with community life. We end up with community life, how to build a community. May Allah help us to that we say. I mean, we thank you again. Please give us the information as to how we can purchase the book. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll have you back on again. And to just further discuss, you know, because it's necessary for us to ensure that we do have a platform that would help enhance the effort, help grow the effort, help us continue getting to where we need to go. May Allah help us to that. We say amen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, so could you tell us where we can, you know, remind us as to where we can go?
Yes, you can go to HajiOriginal.com, and then there's a drop box, and you can choose. The book is there, and my other products as well. But, yes, you can go to HajiOriginal.com, and you can order the book. MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you again. May Allah continue to bless you and your family. Keep you strong. Keep your spirit high. Grant you protection. And also keep inspiring you to be this level of empowerment for our community, your family, and most certainly our young people. And to that we say,
Amen. Amen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والأصل إن الإنسان لا في قرص إلى الذين آمنوا والآمنوا الصالحات وتوصلوا الحق وتوصلوا بالسم اللهم ربنا هب لنا لأزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة الأعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما أقم صلي على محمد والمرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.